out beyond the eight planets that you already know. There are many more solar systems to explore, and we should go. Different stars that have their own planets and their own solar systems. Would you like to go with me and see if we can meet some? The closest star to your sun is Proxima Centauri. I'm an exoplanet that orbits it, named Proxima Centauri B. In a triple star system with stars Alpha Centauri A and B. I'm in the habitable zone, which means there could be life on me.
I'm 51 Metis ID, also known as Dominium. I was the first exoplanet found orbiting a star much like your sun. I'm about half the mass of Jupiter, but with a larger diameter. My orbit takes only about 4 days because I'm very close to my star.
Let's go meet an exoplanet. They orbit other stars. Some are very similar, some very different from ours. Strange and mystical worlds with wonders beyond imagination. Let's go find some exoplanets and see if we can meet them. Kepler-16b, also known unofficially as Tatooine. Like in Star Wars, a planet that orbits not one but two stars. My orbit is circumbinary. That means I travel around both stars instead of only one. And you would see two sunsets on me when the day is done.
My name is Methuselah, one of the oldest planets known yet. I'm about 12.7 billion years old, almost three times older than your planet. I have a circumbinary orbit around two burnt-out stars, a very old white dwarf star and a neutron star, Pulsar.
I'm the exoplanet J1407b, also known as Super Saturn, but Saturn's got nothing on me.
Let's go meet an exoplanet. They orbit other stars. Some are very similar, some very different from ours. Strange and mystical worlds with wonders beyond imagination. Let's go find some exoplanets and see if we can meet them.
An exotic exoplanet, I'm HATP7B. I have very different weather from yours, especially when it rains on me. Instead of raindrops, you would see showers of sapphires and rubies. I have clouds of corundum that could make those jewels scientists believe.
I'm exoplanet WASP-12b, and I'm a very strange sight to see. I'm all stretched out like a football because my star is pulling on me. That's because I'm so close to my star, it takes just over 1 day to orbit. I'm one of the darkest exoplanets because I eat up light. I absorb it.
Let's go meet an exoplanet. They orbit other stars. Some are very similar, some very different from ours. Strange and mystical worlds with wonders beyond imagination. Let's go find some exoplanets and see if we can meet them.
I'm TOI-700D, and I'm an exciting discovery. I'm in the habitable zone of my star, which means there could be life on me. I'm a little bit bigger than the Earth, and we could be very similar, they say. I could have oceans and land and friends for you to meet someday.
When my star expanded to a red giant, it almost vaporized me. A subdwarf star now, I'm much closer to my star than other planets would dare be. I'm super fast, a less than 6 hour orbit. I'm so close that it's fun. Hotter than hot, I'm Kepler-70b, and I'm probably hotter than your sun.
My name is Trapp. Opus the star, I have 7 planets of my own. All unique and special, including 3 in the habitable zone. Their current names are TRAPPIST, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Hey.
Together we have one of the most exciting solar systems discovered to this day.
Now you've met some exoplanets. They orbit other stars. In their very own solar systems far outside of ours. Strange and mystical worlds with wonders beyond imagination. Keep looking at the stars and maybe you'll...